Александр Цыганов, журналист.
Also a journalist. Mr. President, if at a dinner table, let's say, President Yeltsin would ask you to switch places with him, would you make such a risk? Would you risk doing that?
No, I like the job I have. I wouldn't do it because I'm just as proud to be an American as he is to be a Russian. But if I ask him to switch places with me, he wouldn't do it either. You know? I tell you, the one thing I believe about President Yeltsin, he's just like me, you know. We make mistakes, and we're not perfect, and we don't have all the answers. But I'll tell you one thing about him. He at least gets up every day and tries to make a difference. He's trying to do something. And the world is full of politicians who, in times of change, only worry about maintaining their popularity instead of making decisions. At least he's trying to make decisions and move generally in the right historical direction. And so if you disagree with him, you should get in here and contribute to this great democratic debate and try to help develop better policies. But it's a good thing, I think, that you have a president who's willing to wade into the tides of history and make decisions. Because the... Yes.
In your speech, you mentioned about your intention to support, to protect fully Russian democracy. Is it the same for you, Russian democracy and the President Boris Yeltsin?
Is Russian democracy the same thing as Boris Yeltsin? No. Not now, because you also have a democratic constitution that the people have voted for and a democratically elected parliament that the people have voted for. But before the last election, you only had one person who had ever been voted on in a free election by all the people of Russia, the president. Now, do I intend to work with President Yeltsin as long as he embodies Russian democracy and as long as he is the choice of the majority of the people of Russia to be the president? Of course, there is no other president. I mean, it's just like there may be some people in Russia who wish someone else were president of the United States, but I'm the only U.S. president you have right now. See, that's not the same thing as saying that I'm all there is to American democracy. I'm not.
My name is Alexander Fedorov. I'm 30 years old. And,
That's 13, not 30.
I saw your picture shaking hands with President Kennedy, and I'd like to ask you, how old were you, and when you got your... an idea to become a president of the United States.
Come here. Put him up here. Come shake hands with me and maybe you'll be president of Russia someday. I was 16 when I shook hands with President Kennedy, and it was about that time that I knew I wanted to go into to public service. But of course, at that time, I had no idea that I could ever be elected president or that I would ever have a chance to. But sometime when I was a fairly young man, I decided that I would work hard and that if I ever got an opportunity, then I would try to become president. When probably our greatest president was Abraham Lincoln, who was the president of the United States during the Civil War in the mid-1800s. And when he was a young man, Abraham Lincoln wrote in his diary, "I will work and get ready, and perhaps my chance will come." I say that to you. And one thing we do have in common that I have always admired about your country is many of the leaders of your country, like me, have come from basically quite humble circumstances, have been working people. And that's a great thing for a nation, to make it possible to cast the net for talent very wide so that anybody has a chance to rise to the top if he or she has the ability and the good fortune to do so. So good luck to you.